Tech Check.
Brought to you by Bird and Bird, a global law firm in Ireland offering pragmatic advice to companies carving the world's digital future.
And now Jess Kelly, who has already joined us, is still here and is going to talk about tech. Okay, explain this. Vodafone is closing down its 3G network. The only time I'm with Vodafone, but the only time I ever see the 3G is when something goes wrong with the 4G and then 3G pops up and it never works very well, to be honest. So what's this all about?
Okay, so 3G was all we had for such a long time, and then 4G came along and then 5G came along, and bit by bit all the mobile networks are investing heavily to make sure that we have the best connection available. But in order to do so, they need to just put the older legacy technology to bed. So bit by bit around the country, they're going to turn off the 3G network. It's already happened in Limerick. It's happening in a part in Cork City and then in Dublin and Galway. The majority of people won't notice any impact of this. The people that you need to check in on are people who are more likely to have non-smartphones.
Okay.
So for example, if you have someone who has a feature phone and they use it primarily for calls and texts, but perhaps they have WhatsApp, perhaps they do their online shop, they use a bit of internet on their phone, just check in and make sure that they have a 4 or 5G enabled phone, because once the 3G network goes, they may have to upgrade their phone
and
to get access to the internet.
And some of these people will be older and things like that, one, because I know my mum, when she was still alive, she had a phone.
Yes.
That was a sort of a, you know, one of the old types of phones, simply because she needed the big buttons and things like that because she was older.
Exactly. Now, the thing is, this isn't a blanket thing across the board. Some of those phones are 4 and 5G enabled, but it's just worth checking. Now, I do know that Vodafone has reached out to anyone who's likely to be impacted.
Okay.
But if you're not sure, just double check the phone. And if you're still not sure, get on to the Vodafone shop, whether it's, you know, in the store down the main street, or give them a call. But ideally, the majority of people won't be impacted. As I said, or as you alluded to, the majority of our coverage around the country now is 4 and 5G. But this is something that needs to be done so that they can continue to invest and get more people onto the 4 and 5G network.
So it may not affect you, but it may affect somebody that you know. And I suppose that's what people need to look after.
Check, get ahead of it and fix it.
Thank you so much, Jess, as ever.
Tech Check.
Brought to you by Bird and Bird, a global law firm in Ireland offering pragmatic advice to companies carving the world's digital future.
Hi, Jess Kelly here. If you want more tech news, reviews and insights, make sure you subscribe to the Tech Talk podcast or tune in every Saturday at 5 p.m.